So let's review. The Gemara had cited a braisa in which Rebbe rules. Yesh b'yishir achila, yesh b'mishum shviris etzim. Ein b'yishir achila, ein b'mishum shviris etzim. The law of shviris etzim applies only to a bone that has a kezayis basar on it, or kezayis mayach marrow in it. According to the Chachamim, the law applies even if ein olav kezayis basar. There is no meat on the bone at all. The Gemara now cites machlekes in Rebbe's opinion. Itmar, aver she'ein olav kezayis basar b'makam zeh. If a limb does not have a kezayis of meat at the spot where it will be broken, but has a kezayis basar further away on the bone, Rabbi Yechonon holds the lav of shrias etzim still applies, and Rish Lakish holds the lav does not apply. The Gemara asks two questions on Rish Lakish. First, there is a braisa that applies the issur of breaking bones to a limb that does not have a kezayis basar, which probably means that it does not have a kezayis basar at the point that it will be broken, because if it has no meat at all, even Rabbi Yechonon agrees that according to Rebbe, the lav does not apply. Rish Lakish answers that the braisa means that the limb does not have a kezayis basar on the outside of the bone, but does have a kezayis basar inside the bone in the form of marrow. Second, the Mishnah says that if eiver sheyatzei miktzasei, part of a limb of the carbon that went outside of Yerushalayim, we have to peel back the meat all the way to the joint and cut off the entire bone there. If there is no issur of breaking bones in places that don't have a kezayis basar, it should be enough to just peel back the meat from the point of where it was beyond the border of Yerushalayim and then cut it there in the middle of the bone. The Gemara gives two answers for Rish Lakish. Abaye Amar Mishum Paka. If we break the bone in the middle, we're concerned that the bone will crack further up in the places where there is meat. Ravina Amar Bakailis. We're talking about the thigh bone, which has lots of marrow. And wherever you cut it, there's lots of basar. The Gemara next cites a Mishnah from Daf Kuf Chav, which Rav Huna Rav Chizda explained its reasons, but disagree on the shear. Tanan Hasam. Hapikl v'hanayser mitames yedayim. The Mishnah says that Chazal decreed that the hands of one who touches pigul or neiser become tame. Pigul mishum chash de kuhuna, to discourage kahanim from purposely making karbonis pigul. Neiser mishum atz de kuhuna, to encourage some otherwise lazy kahanim to eat the carbon on time. However, Rav Hun and Rav Chizda disagree in the shear. The minimum amount of meat of pigul or neiser the Chacham required to be metame sidayim. One holds kezayis ki isurai, even the kezayis is metame, like the Isra Achila is Kezayis. The other holds Kebeya Kutumasai. Only Kebeya is Mitame, like the general halacha for Tumas Eichlin Midereisa Bekebeya. The Gemara then asks, Yaitse Gazubarabana Tuma Oiloi. Is there a similar Tuma for one who touches a carbon that went out of its boundaries? The Gemara first brings one proof which is deflected. However, from the second proof, the Gemara concludes, Elabiyetze Bepesach Loime Bailan. To like Gazubarabana Tuma, there was no need to decree Tuma on Yoitza of Karban Pesach because B'nei Chabur is Rizenheim. The members of the group registered on the Karban Pesach are usually very careful and will remind each other to make sure none of it is taken outside of Yerushalayim. However, the Shaila was regarding Yoitza of all other Karbanas and remains a Tekoi unresolved. The Gemara next discusses some details of the Isser to remove a Karban Pesach from one group to another. Umaiti Basar Pesach Mechabur Lechabur Minayin. The Pasuk says, the extra word chutzah teaches chutz la'achil asay. Not only mibayis lebayis from one house to another is asur, but even mechabur lechabura from one group to another, moving the meat outside of its designated place of eating, even within the same house, is asur. Rabbami teaches that just like in hilchas hoitzah b'shabbos, one is only chayiv if he did an akira and hanocha, so too with moving the carbon pesach to a different location, he's only chayiv if he does in akira and hanocha. Zok the Mishnah. Eiver sheyatzei miktzasei chaytich at shemegi le'etzem v'koylif at shemegi le'perek v'chaytich. If a limb of a karban pesach went outside of Yerushalayim, we cut the meat until the bone and peel it back to the joint and then cut off the entire bone at the joint so as not to cut the bone. Other karbanas that leave their boundaries can just be chopped with a cleaver at the point of the border, since there is no issur of breaking bones of other karbanas. The Mishnah defines where the boundary line is. Min ha'agaf v'lefnim kilefnim. The inner side of the doorway is considered inside the mechitza. Min ha'agaf v'lechutz kilechutz. The outer side of the doorway is considered outside the mechitza. Hachloinis v'oivi hachayma kilefnim. The window ledges and the thickness of the wall, which means the top of the wall, are considered inside the mechitza. The Gemara explains that the depth in the wall of the space that the door itself occupies depends on which doorways we're talking about. The gateways of Yerushalayim were not sanctified and are considered outside, so that a Mitzayru who must stay outside of Yerushalayim would be able to stay in the doorway to be protected from the sun and rain. All the gateways of the Azar were sanctified and are considered inside, except for Shar Nikanor, so that Mitzayru could stand there during his Tahara process. The Gemara also taught, these criteria of inside or outside are relevant regarding davening, according to Rashi, whether one can be counted in the minyan, according to Taisus, whether one can join the tzibur in saying kedusha v'yehei shmei rabbi mevarach. However, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, afilu mechitza shel barzel einam afsekes ben Yisrael lavi mishbeshamayim. Even a metal barrier cannot stand between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, their Father in heaven. Kenihi ritzayin, gemar chasim etoveh.